From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. China's massive earthquake in May was a disaster for the Hmong minority people, killing 30,000 Hmong, or a tenth of their population. Now, the government has vowed to invest $1.5 billion in Hmong culture, including building the model village that we heard about yesterday. Is the government going too far? In the third part of our series, NPR's Louisa Lim reports on how the Hmong village's inhabitants aren't what they might seem.
As this new village is built, its inhabitants are building new lives, for some based on a new ethnicity. This hamlet, rechristened the Jina Hmong village, will showcase the culture of the Hmong ethnic group, an ancient minority related to Tibetans. There's just one hitch. Many of the villagers aren't actually Hmong. One villager openly admitted he actually belonged to the Han ethnic majority, but was changing to be Hmong on orders from above. An article in the widely respected Southern Metropolis Weekly magazine confirms this practice. It says all the villagers in the first and second districts are Han Chinese. All will become Hmong. And this has apparently been happening for more than a decade. Residents of the third district, who didn't want to be named, said they'd originally been Han but had been ordered to become Hmong. We changed 11 or 12 years ago, they tell me. It was a government decision. We only did what we were told. Before, only part of the village were Hmong, they add. But officials made everybody change ethnicity to become Hmong. What they're talking about is changing the ethnic group recorded on their identity cards. Normally, this can only be done to follow a parent's ethnicity. For example, if one parent is Tibetan, you can become Tibetan to gain the benefits given to ethnic minorities. But some of those I talked to said both parents had been Han Chinese. Now, Beichuan County claims its population is 56% Hmong. Up in Legu refugee camp, there are actually classes on how to become Hmong. Rows of shy, smiling women are learning the distinctive Hmong embroidery in a large Hmong cultural center in a prefab. Jiang Wei, a local government official in a Mao suit, is overseeing the class.
This is necessary for the Jina Hmong village to become a tourist site. After the quake, the Hmong population suffered great losses. For these residents, spreading Hmong culture will help develop tourism here in future.
But many of the women attending the class have only the sketchiest idea about Hmong culture. Some, like Liu Guifeng, who's trying to stitch a flower, say they were originally Hmong but have become completely assimilated over time. Can you speak Hmong language? I ask her. Welcome to Beichuan, she replies in Hmong as she consults a document. Did you just learn that? I ask. Yes, she grunts. Sitting next to her is Jiang Sunhong. I ask her what the difference is between the Han and the Hmong. There are so many differences, she says. We don't really know what they are. That's why we're studying them. When I ask her what ethnicity is on her identity card, she's downright evasive. I don't know, she answers. I lost my card in the quake. She goes on, I think it should have said I was Hmong. Could the government be fabricating a culture to attract tourists? I took my doubts to the Tourism and Culture Director for Beichuan County, Lin Chuan, who is himself Hmong. His response, many Hmong have become thoroughly sinicized and forgotten their own customs.
It is not fake. It is not fabrication. Before, there was discrimination against minority groups. Now we are restoring the Hmong. If people have Hmong lineage, they can recover their Hmong ethnicity. That is national policy. It is not fake.
Back at the refugee camp, 68-year-old Ama Shui Shui stands by his prefab. He's dressed in a long maroon silk tunic with embroidered borders and chunky amber beads. He sees things rather differently and praises the new investment in Hmong culture.
Our culture is older than the Han. So historically, the Han bloodline comes from the ancient Cheng. And at least more than half of today's Han are descended from ethnic minorities. So they are fake Han. The Cheng is the only real and ancient ethnic group.
Meanwhile, in the cultural center, the beaming women are learning a new Cheng song. After the deaths and heartbreak caused by the earthquake, they're just hoping the new skills they learn here will equip them to rebuild a better future. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Legu Refugee Camp, Beichuan County, China.